Well, I've been spending the morning at the Rimi Museum of Technology, and if you've ever been, you'll know it's quite an incongruous place, really, because it's a mammoth exhibition hall, and as you walk past, you know, all of these sort of armoured vehicles, eventually you see a small VW car. And that's because there's a really fascinating connection between Rimi and the VW factory in Germany, because a major from here went over there just after the war and really was responsible for getting the whole factory up and running. Well, this weekend, there's a really special event which is attracting VW enthusiasts from all over the UK and indeed Europe. Vintage cars are going to be descending on this place, and to tell us a little bit more about it, we've got Oliver Parr. So what are you expecting to happen?
Well, hopefully we're going to have over 70 plus vehicles, classic Beetles, on site here. We go from 11 till 3 o'clock, and it's only £15 for the family, or £5 for an adult. So it's a nice cheap day out, and it'll be a good fun event. There'll be trade stalls, there'll be hog roast here, so it should be a nice day.
Now, alongside you, we've got Tim Jennings. Now, we've been sort of like chatting all morning. Now, we know that we've got these vintage cars coming, but of course, people have got wind of this event, and people are passionate about their old VW campers. And you were telling me a moment or two ago about someone who phoned up, said, this event is on because I'm setting off like tomorrow morning, because he's leaving Scotland to drive all the way down here.
Yep, we have a gentleman who's driving down in a very old Beetle. Ram, yep. Are we still good? Yeah. I'm leaving Friday morning. I want to be there. So he's coming. We've got other people who are bringing very rare swimming army jeeps built by Volkswagen. They're coming from all over the place. We've got people trailering the cars from the north of Scotland. And we've got a lot of people coming very locally with some very, very nice cars.
So lots of things to see if you're a car enthusiast. But the actual story of Major Ivan Hirst is absolutely fascinating. Judy Booth is the curator of the museum. So just explain what happened, because, as I say, it's a fascinating story. And he was such a modest man and never really took credit for what he did.
Well, after the war, Major Ivan Hirst was asked by the German Control Commission to take over the management of the Volkswagen factory in Wolfsburg in Germany. He arrived there, and within months he had the production lines working again, building Beetles just to keep the workforce busy and to pay for their food and their drink and all the rest of it.
And it's worth saying, isn't it, that the VW factory, I mean, when he arrived, it had been heavily bombed by the Americans, and also that the workforce weren't in the best possible shape.
The workforce were displaced persons, ex-Nazis, people who had just been in prison, who were in ill health. They were very short of food, very short of fuel. It was not a good time for the factory. They had no work, they had no income, and it was a desperate time for Wolfsburg.
And so what he did was an extraordinary achievement.
Well, he just didn't sit down. He just decided, we've got the ability, we've got the people, we'll just use them and we'll get things up and running and going. And he did. And within a few months, they had a production line going. And they then got a contract from the German Control Commission to build 20,000 cars for the liaison company, people, for all the government workers, to get them around the British commissioned area.
Now, when you were sort of curating this exhibition, I mean, VW were sort of like very, you know, warmly disposed towards it.
Oh, they were wonderful.
They just literally opened their archives.
Yes, I got invited by Dr. Geiger and Dr. Ulrike Gutzmann actually took me around, and she let me raid the archives. I had access to anything and everything I wanted. She was incredibly generous. And they not only let me look at it, they scanned all the documents I wanted and gave me the copyright to use them. They couldn't have been more generous.
And there's always a moment when you're standing in an archive when you find the gem. What for you was the gem?
The gem I found was a little box, and inside this box was a series of artwork which had been hand-done, beautifully hand-done, and it was a cartoon booklet which they had designed on how to maintain your simple little Beetle. And it was all in incredibly simple language with little cartoons. And the last two pages were not finished. It was never published. So I've got one page of that on the exhibition, and it is an absolute gem. They would be silly not to publish it, even in retrospect. It would be wonderful.
Okay, so the event this weekend on Sunday between 11 and 3, and you've got absolutely no idea how many people might turn up with or without their VWs.
We have no idea. We're just keeping our fingers crossed for it to be dry and everybody to enjoy themselves. I think the Beetle people will love to congregate, but it would be lovely if the public could come and acknowledge Ivan Hirst and see what he did for Britain and for the rest of Europe.